The world of internet security is ever changing, and while most of it happens in the background keeping us safe, it is good to get up to date with things that you should be doing yourself to stay safe online. So, on that note, I'm joined by Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim. Now, Tim, one area I sort of want to focus in on to today is connected devices at home. Can you explain what sort of risks are present if you overlook security of connected devices at home?
Yeah, Andy, what we're seeing these days is that more and more homes have got connected devices in them. And therefore, securing these devices is becoming more and more critical, because everything a device should have is a potential pathway to being hacked. And, you know, this leads to things such as data and identity theft, financial loss, and privacy invasion.
And we're talking about more than just, you know, your average, your smartphone, your desktops, and your laptops, that sort of thing. We're talking about, some of the smart devices that you wouldn't really think about when it comes to internet security, like TVs, yeah?
Well, we can talk about TVs and webcams, and I think people understand those, but I bought a new heater the other day, and that's connected to my Wi-Fi. You've got light bulbs in the houses, you've got new watering systems that are all connected to your smartphone, and all these are connected online, and therefore they can be seen and they can be used as a doorway into your home.
And the cyber criminals targeting Australia in this way more than other countries?
Look, if we look at the list of countries, Australia ranks number 6, and, you know, we always like to overachieve us Australians. But when you realise there's a percentage of the number of attacks we're getting, and actually look at it on a per capita basis, we actually rank in the top 2. And, because, yeah, naturally, countries such as the US and China are bigger than us, but, you know, they also have far more many people. And, you know, in addition, we've seen a very startling number that globally, in the first 6 months of this year, there has been some 1.8 million cyber attacks conducted through home network routers. And we believe that this number is actually growing.
So, just to clarify how it might work, say you've got a device like, say, Google Home, or your internet-connected dishwasher or washing machine. What are the cyber criminals doing with those devices that we can't protect by the same way that we would protect our laptop or our mobile phone?
Well, see, with our laptop and our mobile phone, we can have a bit of security software running on it. if I try to attack, you can actually block the attack. There are some devices I've seen, such as even internet-connected or Wi-Fi-connected doorbells. And what the hackers do is they hack into the doorbell because they know that there's no security there and it's a weak link. Once they hack into the doorbell, they've now got access to the network. From accessing the network, they see every device on the network. So what it's doing is all these small devices where security has never been thought of and where traditionally we don't think of security at all, suddenly now become ways or avenues for the cyber criminal to access your home network and see everything that's on there. Right, so let's talk more about this weak links. Specifically routers. I mean, that's the gateway to internet access in any home with internet access. I would suggest that the router is also one of these weak links that we need to keep the criminals out of, right?
Oh, look, definitely. I think a router is a really cool part because all the traffic